SBI Media in the home of Judge Ronald McKim. He is the municipal judge for the town of Star Valley Ranch. Judge McKim, you're bringing 10 years of service to a close for the town of Star Valley Ranch. How's it been serving for a rapidly growing community like the ranch?
Thank you, Dan. It's actually been very interesting. Interestingly, I did not seek this office, as most of us don't. And when I was approached 10 years ago by Mayor Bob King in Thane, I was asked to serve as the municipal judge, and it was not something I really wanted to do. I had come back to Star Valley to take care of an aging parent and start my own little business. But I also knew that I had things that I could maybe give back to the community. My father had served as a justice of the peace for almost 20 years.
Howard McKim.
Yes, in Thane. And those people who were justices of the peace, their titles were changed to municipal judges later on by the state legislature. Okay. And so I began to serve as a municipal judge. Interestingly enough, in Wyoming, you don't have to be an attorney to serve as a municipal judge. It's the only judgeship that's related to. In fact, most of the municipal judges in Wyoming aren't attorneys. There are some who have their own practices as attorneys and will serve part-time as municipal judges. After serving for almost 38 years for multinational companies, I did have some skill sets that I could add.
And what kind of companies did you work with?
Well, I worked for the old AT&T. I worked for an engineering consulting firm called URS Company. I worked for a large commercial real estate company. So I had quite a variety of
experience. Bring back to a position like this.
Right. So I had 38 years of corporate management. And I also had a graduate degree in public administration, and I had later experience in corporate negotiations and also corporate contract law. So I knew a little bit, but I was never prepared for what a municipal judge was going to be like.
Frontline work in a rural community.
Oh my gosh. And I would certainly advise anybody that would like to seek this office to think separately about whether they really want to do that. Anyhow, I was a judge in Thane, serving under Mayor Bob King. And then Mayor Kathy Byers at Star Valley Ranch lost her judge. He retired.
So she reached out to you.
And so she reached out to me. So I was handling two different venues for 6 years. Thane and Star Valley Ranch, and are they ever different? Let me tell you, Thane, you get a lot of the retail stuff, theft, and trespass, and disturbing the peace, bars there, right, and everything. Star Valley Ranch is all residential. There is no commercial.
So issues related to residents.
So, and Star Valley Ranch is unique in that they probably have more ordinances than all the rest of Star Valley put together. They have ordinance on top of ordinances on top of ordinances. And you got to know these things. And then there, we had something unique as well in Star Valley Ranch. We had a special municipal officer, and he would go out and write citations for violation of ordinances. Mm-hmm. And so my caseload was growing exponentially here. I was handling up to 10 to 15 cases a month, and they would range everywhere. We also contracted with Lincoln County Sheriff's Office to handle our traffic and other issues.
Okay.
So I served both communities for 6 years and then just Star Valley Ranch for the last 4 years.
Are you going to miss this type of public service? You have two different communities in Star Valley. Are you going to miss this?
I am. But you know, all of us age. We age out eventually. Then, and I've after 10 years, one of the things that's happening in Star Valley is that we're growing so rapidly that there are a lot more technical issues coming into the communities than most of us have seen.
Can you give us one summary statement about how you feel as retirement?
Oh, well, retirement, actually, I feel that I've learned a lot from this as a person. You have to be able to go in there knowing that you have the power that you do, but you also have to go into that situation using wisdom and fairness. And so out of that, I've learned, you know, we're told not to judge other people, but in this situation, you have to judge. But I go into that very thoughtfully, and I've learned that personally, it's helped me not to be so quick to judge other people outside of the court situation, because everybody has different situations. And as a judge, I go into these situations, and I'll tell you what somebody told me. I was just at a municipal court judge conference not long ago, about a year ago in Buffalo. And one of our guest speakers was the Chief Justice of the Wyoming Supreme Court. And he spoke to us and he said, "I want you to know something. I've been in every judge role there is. I have been a municipal judge, a circuit court judge, a district judge, and a Supreme Court judge. I've tried murderers and other deviants. But I want you to know something. The hardest job I ever had was being a municipal judge, because you don't know what's coming."
That's right. Matt is retiring municipal judge for the town of Star Valley Ranch, formerly Ronald McKim, but we all know him as Ron McKim, retiring from the town of Star Valley Ranch. Dan Dockstetter, SBI Media.